This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, we're still moving to have more progress in our community. And what I see many people, they remember what happened. So people are trying to turn things around. What I think is good, we have a lot of community groups that are working together to not to remember, but also to stem the violence that we have seen in our community over the years. We have people who are starting programs. We have people who have made a determination to support the black businesses on Jefferson. And we do have some on Jefferson. We have the Friday Night Live, which brings people together in unity. It starts, I believe it starts in the end of August, where my neighbor Malcolm. And what I try to do is continue to remind people, because, you know, I almost missed the whole Tops Massacre, because every Saturday I always shop at Tops. I call it our beloved store, and I would go in there. So, and then I found out later on that the killers in his manifesto, he had listed a lot of other streets not too far from Tops, and my street was, and I was alarmed that my street was listed there too, because I'm only about 5 or 10 minutes from Tops. But what I see that I think is a positive thing is that people are coming together, unifying, to trying to do as much as they can to improve and empower our community. We have a prayer remembrance tomorrow morning, which I'm going to go to. It's going to be at the Meriwether Library at 10 o'clock from 10 to 12. And we have 8 pastors of leading churches who will be giving prayers remembering the victims of the Tops Massacre. And so not only the Baptist pastors, but we also have a Muslim Imam Ansari, who's going to be there as well. And this is another way to bring our community together. So I'm looking forward to the memorial that has been promised. It's kind of slow going, but I think Mayor Scanlon had announced this on the news, some funds to help to move that along, and I'm very, very glad to hear that. It's going to take time. Many of us are still grieving in our own way, and trying to figure out, And with all the things that are going on, we will never, never forget what happened on that day, May 14th. And I'm calling for, and I've been doing this for 3 years, I'm calling for people to turn on their porch lights in memory of those who lost their lives. Everybody is trying to do something in their own way. So, yes, we have a lot more work to do. We will continue to do it. And we have a lot of voices who are coming together. And I think that's a good thing. But I would also ask the entire city of Buffalo to do what they can do, no matter where you live, whether you north, south, east, or west, because this tragedy has affected all of us. So, I don't want to take up too much time, but I've added something to my porch lights this year. I have flowers in the front of my house in remembrance of those who lost their life. Because, you know, that could have been any one of us. Just going to the store to shop and for something like this to happen. So we have to remember it. We have to do what we can to improve not only my community, but every part of the city of Buffalo. So I guess I would like to say. And so I'll be at the Meriwether Library tomorrow with many other people offering prayers for those who lost their lives. And what I like, I see some of the family members are doing things in remembrance of their loved ones that they made an impression on our community in the city of Buffalo. And so they're doing things to honor them and to carry on their legacy. And I think that's a good thing for our young people to see that. We can't let the tragedy just push us down where we won't try to do anything positive. And being an educator, I'm always concerned about our young people and how they're feeling. So that's my contribution, to work with the community, to work with young people, to keep these the victims of the tragedy, to keep their memories alive. We will never forget. So it's going to take all of us together, white, black, no matter the suburbs and city, all of us working together. That's one thing I like about Buffalo. If you can look around the country, I don't think we have in Buffalo, we're known for being good neighbors. And we come together for a lot of things. And I see people coming together now and using their position and their roles to make things better. And I think that's a good thing. So I don't want to take up any more of your time. You know, I'm a speaker. I could go on forever and ever.
Eva, I appreciate your time. Thank you. I think that's everything.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate the support of WBEN Radio. They always include me in the conversation, and I thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.